All right, so another big week for us here. Kind of switching from into we're not out of training camp, but switching into a little bit more of a regular season type of routine. Getting ready for Detroit and what we have to do to get ready for Detroit. So good opportunity to work on that and move ahead. Obviously, there's a lot of things we need to work on based on the first two preseason games, but. Need to transition into a kind of a sort of regular season schedule. Not there yet, but it's one step.
Treat this preseason game like a game, maybe a little more like a game plan thing, obviously not to the extreme of a regular season, but learn more about the Lions personnel with the players and just sort of give them a feel for what it might be like during the regular season.
Yeah, I think a little more of that on the Lions. I don't think, necessarily on our end of. Quadruple reverse can we run, but just scouting report, game plan, film, situational awareness, individual cut up films, things like that.
In years past, have you seen guys that are fighting for those roster spots respond differently to this transition you talk about, going into a more regular season week preparation where maybe the first 2 weeks is a bit more of an adjustment period for them and a more regimented schedule helps them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every day is an important day for us. I don't think there's any switch that flips. There's just different stages that we go through. So hopefully we've been working hard all the time.
So how important is it for those roster players to get an extra look now that you only have one cut? Now during the training.
Yeah, every day is important. Yeah, every opportunity is important. So hopefully everybody's taking advantage of all of them, no matter what their situation is. Either, for roster spots, for playing time, for preparation for the season. I mean, it's all important to me.
That cut down day is a few weeks away, I guess. But I'm just wondering if that the fact that there is only one cut will change your approach at all in terms of trying to do homework on, I think it's over 1,000 guys that will be available eventually here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that much different than what it was before. I mean, a lot of the guys that went at the 75 cut, I mean, the better players came from 75 to 53, then from 90 to 75, so. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Bill, when you're evaluating guys who are in like their second and third year with the program, at what point in the summer can you tell that a guy might be poised to take what you call like a second year jump?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any set time frame. Could be in training camp, it could be in the regular season, it could be halfway through the year. Could be a combination of those. Because guys get asked to do a lot of things, so some thing might come together a little quicker than something else does. Run defense might come a little faster than pass rush, or vice versa, or route running might come quicker than blitz pickup. I don't know.
When it comes to guys that play on the end of the line for your defense, how important is discipline?
It's important at every position. End of the line, middle of the line, off the line. It's consistency and discipline. So it's, yeah, I mean, the guy at the end of the line's got an important job to do. So does the next guy, so does the next guy, so does the guy behind him. So the guys on the line of scrimmage, consistency is always a little more important for them because the guys behind them have to react to the guys that are on the line. So if you know where the guys that are on the line are, whether they be offensive or defensive linemen, then it's easier for the next level to fit in. When they're not there, then that's makes it hard. It's hard to know where to go if things aren't where they're supposed to be. So then you're kind of waiting to see where they are and then figure out where you go instead of just going to where you're supposed to be.
Have you noticed that players making the transition from the college game to the pro game have difficulty in acquiring the discipline that they need at this level, or maybe due to some of the things that are going on in the college game, they come here with a pretty good understanding of what they need to do in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of those plays in college. There's a lot of keep option plays, whatever you want to call them. So there's a lot of that element. Say in this league, you know, it's just a lot more speed. So you might have leverage against a certain player, but in this league, you got a higher caliber player. That leverage isn't enough anymore. So, you know, a lot of times those guys are out of position, but they're just athletic and fast enough to make it up because they're, I mean, look, they're playing in this league, so they have pretty good skill. Now the guys that they're playing against have just as much skill and a lot more experience than they do, so they're kind of on the tail end of it instead of on the front end of it.
How much did Adam Butler play outside in college, and what do you need to see from an interior player to maybe decide whether you could get down and play a game on the other?
Well, Adam really played all the way across the front at Vanderbilt. They had a rotational system, and when certain players were in there, he played in, and when other players were in there, he played on the nose or on a two technique. So he was sort of the more versatile player, and depending on who else was in there, then his position adjusted in part of the rotation. So seen him play across the board, and we've used them in different spots too, so it's definitely an advantage for him if he can do that.
I think he started his college career on the offensive line, maybe to the defensive line. Mm-hmm. When a player doesn't have a ton of experience at a position, can you mold that player a little bit more? The raw skills the player has, do you feel like there's not as many mistakes he's learned or picked up at that point?
Yeah, you can. Possibly, yeah. Don't have a lot of bad habits, so you can just build good ones. But the lack of experience is the flip side of that. But some players gain that experience quickly. Some don't. You know, so it's could go both ways on that. But it's sure. I mean, rookies in general, there's a little bit more. In some cases, they're more moldable than, you know, guys played in the league 8 years. That's already doing things a certain way. It's got them to that point, and you know, it's kind of hard to change, and sometimes it's not worth changing, that they can just keep doing what they're doing and it still works with the responsibilities that you give them. So
Noah Jenkerson's made an impact on the special teams. Just wondering what you've seen from him in terms of his development on the defensive side.
Well, that's something that, you know, Geno's worked really hard on this year in the spring and in training camp. You know, we've used him inside as a rusher, used him outside. He's got some versatility. He can fill in some different spots for us depending on, you know, where we need him, even some linebacker responsibilities. So, you know, he definitely understands that how valuable that is to our team and our defense to be able to combine those defensive roles with the kicking game and multiple roles on defense. So, you know, he's worked hard at that, and I don't think he made a jump this year. Just really understanding now that he kind of solidified his special teams role last year, understanding how that he can move to the next step defensively. You know, and Joe and Bubba have done a good job on that as well, to kind of in practice and meetings and so forth, being able to allocate the time so that he can be most efficient with the multiple responsibilities that he could. You know, that are part of his job, part of his role.
So how much can you judge from these past games on a results standpoint, from a drive or a game perspective, when you're not doing stuff and all that? Do you put really any stuff?
Well, they're not game planning either. I mean, it's not like Houston's game planning or Jacksonville, so.
But what kind of stuff do you put into any of that?
Well, a lot of stock. You're able to evaluate your basic fundamentals against another team's basic fundamentals. So it's not a X and O game. It's just the basic fundamental game. There's a lot to be said for that. I mean, that's the foundation of every play is good fundamentals. So you know, we win some, they win some, but along the way, even if you're losing on a fundamental matchup on a particular play, hopefully you're improving, you're gaining experience, and you're correcting mistakes and moving forward on it for the next play or the next game, that type of thing. So I think it's very important. But it takes out, I mean, obviously it takes out a lot of the scheme part of the game, but the fundamental part of the game in the end is more important than the scheme part of the game. So without good fundamentals, scheme plays, I mean, they're no good.
So you're talking about the moldability kind of rookies. Wondering with Harvey Wongi in particular, how has he grown since he's been here, and how important has it been the number of snaps that he's seen in some of these preseason games and practice?
Yeah, well, he's learned a lot. He has a lot to learn. You know, he played off the ball and on the ball and played in the kicking game in college, so he's done all those things here. He's been more on the ball than off the ball in this camp, but more off the ball than on the ball in the spring. So, you know, we'll see where we end up on that. And he's done multiple things in the kicking game as well. So, you know, he has some background in it, but in a different system and so forth. So, some experience, but, you know, we need to refine some things for the way we do it. But he's got a lot on his plate. I mean, he's asked to do a lot. So, smart guy, works hard. We'll see how it comes together.
Is he a player that you were kind of surprised was still out there after the draft?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we didn't pick in those later rounds, so picked in the fifth, right? No sixth, no seventh, so. You know, at that point, you're just sitting there kind of watching the parade go by, and then when it's over, you know, move in. So that was, I don't know.
What strides have you seen Devin Lucien take since spending a year here, and what he's been able to do is, you know, having that second year to progress?
Well, Devin had a real good offseason. Worked hard, you know, physically in good shape. He was a tough kid and, you know, knows a lot more about our offense and our adjustments. And we used him some in multiple positions. Last year he was, you know, just more in one spot. We moved him around a little bit more. So his knowledge and experience in our system has helped him. And he's put in a lot of hard work, so he's improved in all the areas, you know, physically, you know, understanding the playbook, adjustments, techniques, just made progress.
With a month of practices and a couple of games under his belt, has David Harris fit in kind of the way you were expecting him to?
Yeah, David's, again, a real experienced player with a lot of, he's a smart football player, so he's picked things up pretty quickly. And, you know, again, we've worked a lot of different combinations at linebacker and at defensive line and the secondary, so there's been, you know, quite a few moving parts. At some point, you know, that's all going to settle down. But I'd say that there's an element of that with a new player, just getting to know your teammates, just getting to know, you know, which guy, you know, maybe you can tell him something right before the snap and he gets it. The other guy maybe needs a little more time to process it, or, you know, one guy likes to go in and out. The other guy likes to lock the coverage, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, I'd say there's a lot of little things that he's, you know, picking up experience wise that aren't, you know, like major playbook issues, but they're, you know, little personality things, or, you know, you hear a call and maybe it's not one of the calls in the playbook, but it's one of the calls that guys use between each other to identify something and, you know, kind of what was that and that type of thing. So, but yeah, I think he's adapted. You know, he's been very diligent in doing everything we've asked him to do and understands the defense and can run the defense. So, you know, but I think still playing with, you know, regularly, consistently with the same players, or not the exact same players, but a certain rotation of players, that'll help everybody when we get to that. but we have to figure out who that is first. So we've had a lot of competition on the defensive line. Defensive tackle is an area where we have a number of guys that have done well. And a guy like Branch, who just came back last week, so working him into that. Defensive end, we've had some moving parts there as well, and a linebacker too. So that's part of it, as well as just learning the plays, learning the people.
Bill, one guy who's been around here for a while is Brandon Bolden. What's his value, not only in special teams, but in the running back room and at that position, in all aspects of what a running back is required to do?
Well, Brandon's played for us on all three downs. He's played on the early downs. He's played in sub situations. He's a smart player and has a good set of skills. I mean, he can run, he can catch, he can pass protect. And he's given us a lot of production and leadership in the kicking game. So he does a good job in the room, whether it be in the running back room or in the special teams room, of being prepared, helping out the younger guys. He's a good communicator, so, things on the punt team, punt return, where things can happen pretty fast and you need to make some adjustments. He's good at that, very good in blitz pickup and his understanding of the passing game. So he's, four down player, three down offensive player, with versatility in the kicking game and all the different phases.
To build off that, just in that room, already in two preseason games, we saw Rex a little bit more in this last game, have some production. Dion, DJ, at the end of this game, had some production. And James White, we saw the catch. And then we haven't even seen Mike and LaShawn in the preseason. From the outside, it looks like a very deep, talented group. I'm curious if you see it the same way from the
inside. Yeah, I think there's good competition there, absolutely. I think there's real good competition. And they're a little bit different. They don't all have the, they're not really apples to apples, where these two guys do the same thing. Which one's better? One guy might be a little better at one thing. Another guy better at a little something else. Another guy plays in the kicking game. Another guy's, a little more size. Another guy's a little faster. So, there's, they come in different packages. They've been productive. They've all, LaShawn's had the least opportunity, and then, he would have had more last week, but wasn't able to play against Houston, so we'll see how that goes. But the guys that have had an opportunity have done well.
Just on a lighthearted note, are you an Eclipse guy? Does this interest you at all?
It's great. All right. Thank you.